ribeyes for $35 and crazy deals on New York strips, T-bones, boneless chicken, and seafood. So get to the Big White Tent at Flint Hills Mall. All major credit cards and EBT accepted.
KBOE Live and Local, good morning. It is 8:54. Ron Thomas, Chuck Samples, Dylan Sherwood here in the morning. Nice to have you tune in as we inch ever so close to the weekend, and we're very pleased, as always, to be joined by Emporia City Engineer Jim Hubert. A little update on current and future C-Clip Road improvement projects, and there's plenty of work going on. Jim, good morning. How are you?
Well, Ron, I'm doing well. It's kind of a nice morning so far here. Waterline work side, or waterline repair side, but talking about pavement here this morning. Weather's perfect.
Yeah.
Damn, really.
And it sounds, too, like things are going, correct me if I'm wrong, Jim, but it seems like things have progressed as expected here on the current C-Clip project, Mechanic Street, to the East City Limits on East 50.
Yeah. Go ahead again, Chuck.
Jim, it seems like things have progressed pretty much as expected here on East 50 between Mechanic and the City Limits for this current C-Clip project underway now.
It is. Right now, we've got our concrete work pretty well wrapping up. I think we've got a couple little add-ins that we did to the project, a little bit along and near Mark II, some additional stuff we found out in the field, and a little bit of stuff right in front of our office that we're going to have worked on. As that wraps up and the full depth asphalt repairs are being done out on the east end of the project, those should be done. What the contractor's telling me is this sometime today, early next week, and then we'll transition from that into the milling part of the project, which would be, I call it phase three. That'll start then late next week, and cross the fingers here, weather permitting, because we got a little rain scheduled in the forecast for, I think, Thursday, Friday of next week. And I also understand that the milling subcontractor is where they're moving from. They've got a little bit of rain going on. Is delaying them a little bit also. So late next week, first of the following week, we should see the milling operation start on this US 50 project.
So is that working its way onto Weaver right now too, Jim?
So right now they're out there doing the full depth pavement repairs, and most of that was in and around or around Weaver, where we get a lot of our industrial park traffic coming off of 35, and making those movements down Weaver to Industrial Park 3, and that's where the bulk of it is. And like I said, I was out there looking at it yesterday with our staff and the contractor, and it's coming along kind of how we expected.
Jim, one of the things about this particular project is you mentioned the full depth repair side of things and the need for that, but I think a lot of people, even though we've been mentioning this now for close to 2 months on our airwaves, is people may still be surprised by the really the setup to get through the work zone, the pilot car and the flagger here, because of that two-lane traffic as opposed to four just west of it.
Yeah, we looked at what our options were, and this is the portion, the east half of the project, and when it transitions, US 50 does, down to two lane with the shoulder, we thought about putting traffic off on the shoulder, but upon doing a little pavement investigation on it, we found out that paved shoulder was just too thin to put any of the tractor-trailer traffic on it. And so we made the option or took the option of having to do the pilot car and doing one lane, one way traffic at a time while they were doing that full depth. And they're doing it from center line out to the shoulder a half at a time. And here this, it's an inconvenience, and we apologize for that. But unfortunately, construction and trying to get this pavement back up to where we want it to be, where we need it to be, is it's always inconvenient.
Yeah, depending on, you know, how thick the traffic is, you know, 15 to 20 minutes could be your delay. At least that was for my wife the other day. So you might want to try to avoid that area. You know?
We've tried to get the word out early. We've talked to Chuck Scott and our regional development partners and getting the word out to the manufacturing employers here in town, and we sent out a mailer to the businesses and residential properties along there, and to recommend a alternate route, especially for truck deliveries, and so I hope. We haven't heard much pushback or feedback from them, and we had a public meeting in front as well. So I think we got that word out to the manufacturing vendors, and so we tractor trailers can avoid that slowdown and that kind of a problem.
Sure. Now looking ahead, there are really a big announcement involving the next two fiscal year projects that came out earlier from KDOT, and. Jim had given me a little bit earlier the week kind of the lowdown on what these two projects are going to be, but significant funding here coming from KDOT here for work, it sounds like, on K99 specifically.
Yeah, and we're pleased to announce that here. We got that word this week from KDOT. Very happy to hear that. So, and I'll probably back you up here. Let me give you a little insight into the whole CCLIP process or program. So about every March, around there, KDOT has a call out for project submission from cities and counties and or cities, and it's the City Connecting Link Improvement Program, and they have three categories that fall into this: surface preservation, which is one of the projects that we got, and that's basically just your run of the mill and overlay project. Which we're doing currently. They have a pavement restoration portion of that, and that is a full rebuild in place. So you're literally leaving curb and gutter or the pavement width all in place, and you're building it from ground. You're tearing it out and building it back from ground up. And then the third category is the geometric improvement project, and that's the one that we got funded here upcoming on, and that's where you're making geometric improvements, adding a lane, maybe it's turn radiuses, stuff like that. So we were funded fiscal year 25 with a surface preservation project, and KDOT participates in that 90% to 10% city money up to $400,000, and that is K99 Commercial Street from Kansas Avenue to the railroad tracks, and then K99 Merchant from 12th Avenue to I-35 Highway. And that is, so that's state fiscal year 25, which calendar year, that is July 1st of 24 to June 30th of 2025. And then the other project is the CCLIP geometric improvement project that we got, which is $1.2 million. And then again, that's a 90% KDOT to 10% city match. And that was, this will be some geometric improvements on commercial K99 from Kansas Avenue down to Soden Bridge. So right there, we don't have curb and gutter, but it's a AB3 rock shoulder. So what we're going to do is, we'll take the rock shoulder and pave it on both sides, and then we'll add a center two-way turn lane. We'll add some storm drainage culverts for the drive entrances, some safety improvements where there's a number of blunt end head walls that are down there that we'll remove on some of the entrances. We'll add sidewalk and then pavement markings with that as well.
So where will the turn lanes be, Jim?
Those will be center turn. We'll have a center turn lane now from, or after this project, from Kansas Avenue down to Soden's Bridge.
Oh, wow.
In which, you know, so we'll turn that two-lane roadway into, with shoulders, into a three-lane section.
That's significant, isn't
it? That's impressive.
That'll be a good deal and a welcome thing for turn movements there on K99 commercial.
Absolutely. Well, Jim, I really appreciate your time here with us today, giving us these updates, and we'll be filling in more as the current C-Clip project gets underway. But obviously, looking out next 2 years, big improvements here to keep things moving smoothly across town.
I appreciate the time and the ability to talk about this. You know, it's not always we get two projects. We're awarded two projects, and it's, you know, it's nice to see that KDOT is, I guess, taking the time and effort to make an investment in our community, and we appreciate it.
Well, and as I think Jim alluded to this, these just aren't run-of-the-mill updates with Jim either. He does a great job for us, and we appreciate
in-depth
that
stuff, absolutely.
Jim, as always, thanks much.
Have a good weekend.
Ron and Chuck, thank you very much, and have a good weekend.
All right, good to talk to you. For your city engineer, Jim Hubert, always timely and informative updates from Jim.
Yeah, and just, again, try to avoid East 50 here for the next